It's the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan, ahead of the Paul W. Smith Show at 6 on 760 WJR.
All right. Welcome to the Pre-W. Smith Show. Listen, it's Friday. We're all happy about that. It's a special Friday, though. It's Veterans Day. Of course, that's a federal holiday. And Mark Pastoria, you've done a little deeper digging into the meaning of the day, the history of the day. Give us some background.
Yeah, it was known as Armistice Day.
Uh-huh.
And that started in 1918. It marked the end of World War I. It was the 11th month, the 11th day, and the 11th hour.
Mm.
And then in 1954, Dwight D. Eisenhower changed it to Veterans Day.
And signed it into a day that we recognize as a federal holiday.
For all veterans.
For all veterans, right.
Right, which is a great, great honor that we owe all these people.
Sure, sure. And I've got news, press release just out from Governor Whitmer's office. Today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer proclaimed today, November 11th, as Veterans Day, a state holiday in effect as well, honoring our 500,000 veterans who've served. Today we recognize, as she says, the Michiganders who served our state and nation in uniform, their families who support them, and those heroes who are no longer with us. I'm proud to declare November 11th as Veterans Day in Michigan. And she went on to encourage every Michigander to recognize the sacrifices our veterans and their families have made and make to keep us all safe. So let's all recognize this day. We've got a special guest with us, as I mentioned, Mike McDougall, Vice President of Matrix Expedited Service. Mike, welcome.
Good morning.
It's an important day, huh?
Extremely important.
It is.
Extremely important.
It is. I mean, as Americans, you think about different holidays, you think about things that are central to us having the rights that we do, having the great life that we do, the American dream, right? I mean,
because of our veterans.
Because of our veterans.
Exactly.
They protect those rights, lay it all on the line.
Every day.
Tell us a little bit about you. First, we want to learn about you and your company and everything, but before we get to that, why is this so near and dear to you?
My father was a veteran. My brother was a veteran. I don't think a lot of people realize, but we have one of the most beautiful military cemeteries right in our backyard, as nice as Arlington.
And that's where?
In Holly, Michigan.
In Holly, Michigan.
Just beautiful, well-maintained by veterans. So it's just something that's been near and dear to me because, like I said, if it wasn't for the veterans, I wouldn't be allowed or be able to do what I'm doing. And I have a passion for this. I have a passion for what I do in my organization. We hire veterans at our company. They're just a very important part of our life for everyone, I feel.
We want to learn a little bit about you and your company. Tell us about Matrix Expedited Service.
We started Matrix Expedited, my business partner, Matt Hare, and I, back in 04, with three budget trucks we purchased and a van. Got it going in the Flint area. We thought that was a good place to start with employment and finding the right people.
And the airport's
there.
The airport's there.
So we're doing some, air freight. And
yeah,
we've developed quite a bit. So we're up to about 100 drivers now. We run 30 states.
Wow.
Wow.
We run 65 semi-trucks. Then we have a fleet of box trucks, another 30 box straight trucks. We're automotive-based, because they're always building cars. So it just seemed to be a niche for us. And so far, so good, I guess. I knock on wood, and say my prayers.
It's great. It's living the American dream, right? I mean, there you set out in 2004.
Well, or a nightmare, I guess.
Or a nightmare at times.
Just depends,
hey, listen,
right?
As entrepreneurs, and I'm one too, for those of us who are business owners, you can't escape the fact that at some point or at some times or even sometimes all too frequently, nightmare's part of the equation. It's challenging. Yeah. It's hard.
Yeah.
It's really hard.
Well, excuse me, we're 24/7, so you get some phone calls in the middle of the night, very hands-on. I have a relationship with the drivers, my business partners, and the accounting and the banks and the insurance group, but, the drivers are my people.
Your people. And I love the fact that you came in here today to join us. You're wearing your red, white, and blue shirt.
Right, and I have a face for radio, so thank God for the shirt then, right?
Thank God for the shirt, thank God for your success at your company, and thank God for all you do to recognize Veterans Day. But you make it a focus, you were mentioning just briefly, but you make it a focus to hire veterans at your company. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're highly focused on this.
That's the way we advertise it, our billboards, and most of the things we send out, we're pushing to get the veterans working. This whole homeless thing in our country with our veterans is terrible. When we're bringing people across those borders and we have veterans sleeping on the curbs and sidewalks, and it's just terrible to me personally that, again, we go back to what they've given us.
And how quickly people can forget. Right.
It's terrible. I can't say enough.
Well, we want to hear it. So you're doing your part. I mean, you
are. We're trying. You know, I'm a spoke in the wheel, right? It takes a village to do what we do, because the whole Reese Project is all volunteers. It's not any corporate money. It's a lot of grassroots, right? We're trying to get it going so it becomes more popular or more noticeable.
Sure. And more people's conscious.
More people are conscientious about it.
Right.
Just like I said, I would love to load up buses and take people out to this facility.
Wow.
Just a gem in our backyard, really. It is.
And what you're talking about is the Wreaths Across America.
Correct.
Is your kind of passion project, if you will.
Yeah,
I want to hear, we're going to get into that in our next segment. We'll get into that project in detail and how people can support it and be involved. You know, even just for me, you coming in here in your red, white, and blue shirt, you know, your dedication and passion to veterans, it creates a culture. It creates awareness. It's contagious.
I hope so.
It is. It is contagious.
I hope so.
No, I mean, listen, we're taking notice. Here we are doing a special show on WJR because of your passion for it and lots of others and the importance of the day, of course, and the importance to recognize the day. All of us to recognize this day. You know, it's interesting. I want to ask you, just staying on your company for a second, and again, we'll get to Wreaths Across America in the next segment. We want to hear all about that program. But people paint the picture of entrepreneurship as kind of going on easy street, right?
Yeah.
And it sure isn't.
Good thing my wife's not here.
Right. I mean, sacrifices. And the interesting thing is the census, U.S. Census Bureau indicates 1 in 10 business owners are veterans. And a lot of the disciplines that we are exposed to, I heard you talk about tough training. We talked about some other business owners and managers in the area. You're a believer in that.
Yeah,
you know, tough love, right? Tough love.
Listen, if only you knew my parents, you know.
And your dad, of course, being
strict.
A veteran, he was straight.
Irish Catholic.
But tough love.
Yeah.
So he kept
his toeing
the line.
Instilled great values in my siblings and
right,
I.
Right.
I mean, I'm one of 8 children and we're, you know, very tough to
when
be.
When you're in the military.
Same thing.
You're taught to.
Discipline.
You got to toe the line. You got to work hard. You got to learn the leadership skills. You got to learn how to work with others as team members, you know. And these are all skills that carry over nicely into business. And
it's the making of a great entrepreneur.
Right, seriously.
It really is.
I mean, right. It is the ingredients for what makes it. It's very similar. You're absolutely right. You're going to battle every day.
You got that right.
Got that right. Well, you're obviously winning a few of those battles. Now up to 100 employees, 30 states.
We've surrounded ourselves with some great people in our organization.
And that's
really
that's
hardworking, dedicated, and, you know, in the trucking industry, if you think you've heard it all, you're not in trucking.
I'm sure.
It's every day is a challenge or a wake up.
Yeah.
And we didn't even mention the supply chain issue. I can't imagine what
it's been like
for you.
It's been tough, right? The whole chip thing, you get someplace and you have to wait for the freight. Your drivers, you know, they want to roll. They want to get going. The wheels aren't turning. They're not making money, right?
Yeah.
That's right.
In our industry. So they want to keep moving and going.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of moving and going, we're going to go out to a commercial right now. When we come back, we want to hear all about ways that others can get involved to recognize Veterans Day, in particular as it relates to a program near and dear to you. That's the Wreaths Across America program. You're going to tell us about it, and we'll learn how we can get involved and support it as well. Going to run to a break. Back with more in a minute. Got Mike McDougal joining us today.
It's great having people in
fun.
Studio.
Great to have you with us, Mike. We're really appreciative. And running to a break. Back with more in a minute right here on the P.W. Smith Show.